We're starting Maseches Beitza. The general topic of this Masechta is Hilchos Yontif, and including is a lot of Hilchos Muksa. First Mishnah, Beitza Shenol de Yontif, an egg that was laid on Yontif. Veshami Oimim Teochel, it can be eaten. Veshil Oimim Loi Teochel. There are many different, the four explanations in the Gemara of what this possible machlokes is. The Maisa, one of the explanations is it's talking about a tanago which is a medis to be megadol beitzim. The tanago was set aside for hatching, laying eggs, and therefore the tanago is muksa because you don't want to eat it. And the question is about the egg. Is the egg also, do we hold that the fact that you set it aside not to eat it makes it into muksa? That's the shami, they still hold. The shami holds that there's no problem with muksa just because you designated something. He doesn't hold the concept of muksa, the machlokes of Yehuda Shimon. He holds just because you designated it not to eat it does not make it into muksa. Gemara has questions on this explanation, and Lamaisa, there's also another chiddush that's going to come in, that they still are the ones that are machmer. And they hold, like the Shita said, muksa is also. If you makta something, you set it aside not to be used. Is that a reason to ask it? So, lemaisa, there are Shitas, which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch, that on Yontif we are more machmeh than Shabbos in respect to muksa, because Yontif is more lenient, and therefore they have to be more stringent to prevent people from doing, being over the Isura Yontif. So the bottom line is that they feel, they're fitting to this chat that they still are the ones that are Masma and Muksa. Amaita, we are not Masma and Muksa and Yontif. We are Masma and Noilad and Yontif. Noilad would be if a person has a fruit and the pit of the fruit is Noilad because it was originally part of the fruit and now becomes a separate entity. Even if it's edible, since it started off the Yontif as part of the fruit and now it became a separate entity, or the peels of the fruit, they would be muksa and yontif. Okay, there are many other explanations. As we said, there's another one called hachona, the rabba, which means that yontif cannot be mechon for Shabbos, Shabbos cannot be mechon for yontif. So the classic way we understand is you're not allowed to cook from yontif to Shabbos, but that is doing an act of hachona. There's another concept that something that came into existence on yontif can't be used on Shabbos. Assumption over here is an egg that was laid today, it was completed the day before. So if you have a Yontif after Shabbos, or if the egg was laid on Yontif on Sunday, it's a sign that it finished developing on Shabbos. And basically using something that finished being developed on Shabbos on Yontif Sunday, which you can't do, because Shabbos cannot be made for Yontif. And that's called Achana de Rava. The nice that we pass in this way. Just going to ask me a question. If that's the case, it should only be usher if it's Yontif after Shabbos. It's Yontif without Shabbos before, and you don't have a problem because you don't have the problem of Shabbos being made until Yontif. The Gemara says that they were goyzer every egg that was laid on Yontif, because if the Yontif would be at Shabbos, it would be nitzah deraisa to use it. So they usher completely. So, yeah. The bottom line is an egg that was laid on Yontif is usher to be eaten, even though the lashon of the mishnah is usher to be eaten, we pass it's also usher to move it around. The Shami Yonim is to'ah, the Kazayis, the Chomes, the Kakoi Tevis. Person of, and there's the Issa to have Sa'ar and Chomets on Pesach. This is Halach of Hilchot Pesach. Sa'ar is the sourdough which was used as a yeast to make it leaven. And the Shami says, well, more machmir in the shear of Sa'ar, but the Kazayis is enough. Chomets, which is just the regular Chomets, it's less stringent, it has to be Kotevis, which is a larger size. Yeah, that's a little bit less than a kibbeisa. Beisil says that whether it's sa'ar or chometz, the shear is kazayis. And lemaisa, the Gemara says that the somachlekes is in respect to the shear achila. Everybody agrees that the achila, shear achila of chometz is kazayis. Machlekes is the shear of leaving in one's house. And lemaisa, we passing like Beisil, that the shear of chometz is kazayis. Other than that, Magen Avraham brings Rishonim that holds that the share of, even though the share is to get Malkus, if you hold this Malkus and Bar Yiroa, is a Kedayis, but even if you have a Chatzi share, smaller than that amount, also it's offset to have in your house. So according to that, one Zikas Chometz is not only for Kedayis, it's even for less than a Kedayis. So if it's crumbs, the Gemara says that some people are not Machshuv, they're Mevatlis. But if it's something that is Choshuv and less than a Kedayis, according to his opinion, there will still be an Issa, the right to have that in one's house. Without bitul and without bidika.